What's up, Tom?
Hey, what's going on, Lindsay?
Oh, just trying to get a little work done.
Yeah, has it been busy, starting to get busy for the holidays?
Oh, just picking up repairs this morning. Picking up repairs, and this guy's getting his watch band shortened. I guess his daughter probably got it off the internet.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's what I'm figuring anyway.
Otherwise, yeah, it would fit properly if it was purchased at a store, I'm sure.
Pardon?
If it was purchased at a store, I'm sure it would fit properly.
Well, yeah. Yeah, that's true.
More than likely, anyways.
Well, I don't know. This thing spent the night in the car. So
cold outside in a trunk.
Yeah, too bad somebody didn't take it.
What type of a watch is it?
I have no idea.
Is it worth taking?
Huh?
Is it worth taking?
I got it.
Well,
the band is a pain in the ass to try and size it.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of them.
Where are all of your diamond customers? Have there been any requests?
Where is the diamond customers? I have no idea. I have no idea, Tom. There was supposedly an article, you know, it's a two-parter. It's a company that sends out a little magazine, and they're paired, and there's one for lab diamonds and one for natural. I don't know if you get that or not.
I'm sure we do.
Yeah.
What, it's a company you're saying that sells both?
Yeah, well, you know, it has other people's ads in it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one, there's, you know, it's people that sell labs, and one that does natural.
Okay. Yeah, we obviously carry both. I'm sure there's, you know, several other companies out there that carry both lab and natural.
Right.
Got to cover all parts of the market.
Yeah.
What are you seeing? Is anybody asking for one or the other lately?
No.
At least in your store?
No. No. I haven't seen nothing yet. Son of a bitch.
That watch is giving you some trouble, huh?
Well, it has these fucking pins in it. And then there's these tubes that fit inside part of a link. And they fall out. You've got to watch it. They fall out. And then these fuckers, you got to try and put them back into the goddamn link.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that sounds like a pain in the ass.
It is.
I hope you're getting paid big bucks for it.
I will.
Well, are you covered with some of the basics for the holidays for when people are looking for diamonds? Do you have?
Well, it was something, you know, I was talking about Bob, you know, and, you know, it's something I might have to, you know, think about a tennis bracelet, bringing in a tennis bracelet.
Well, why don't I get one out to you right away? I mean, no time like the present, especially with only 3 weeks until Christmas.
Yeah, well, I don't know whether to go lab or go the other. You know what I mean?
Well, you're probably best going lab.
Yeah, probably so.
You're selling the lab earrings, you know?
Yeah, probably so. Let me measure this guy's wrist. He's already been here for a while. And let him leave.
All right, well, give me a call when you have a moment. I'm in the office.
Yeah, just hold on. Well, you can.
Okay, yeah, sure. I'm here.
Okay, so what do you think?
So, I mean, I have 5-carat total weight right now.
A half-carat tennis bracelet?
I mean, I'd say 5-carat is a good size.
Yeah, so what's that cost?
I have 5-carat and 14-carat white or yellow.
Yeah.
I mean, yellow has been pretty popular lately.
Yeah.
We're selling them for $14.50.
Yeah.
Definitely affordable.
Yeah. Yeah, why don't you send one of those out to me?
Okay. Do you prefer white or yellow?
Fuck you.
What?
Fucking crap roll. Whatever I take, it ain't going to be the right one. You know, if you want, Bob's going to be in here tomorrow. It'd be two of us making a decision on it.
Well, white is typically what sells, so I'd say white.
Well, send it out.
I'll send it over to you.
All right.
All right.
You got it.
What else is going on?
What do you think? After I hang up with you, I'm going to be fucking with this watch.
Well, it sounds like once you get going, you'll be on a roll, so you'll have it done in no time.
This turquoise piece of shit needs to be extended. Bob brought in some Navajo or some Indian piece of shit with them itsy-bitsy tiny little fucking beads, them bitty-bitty fucking beads.
Yeah.
That needs to be redone, and I'm going to tell him, fuck him. He can take them somewhere else and try and get them done, because I ain't going to fuck with it. Life's too short for me to be fucking around with that.
Yeah, that sounds like a pain in the ass.
You know, I'd rather sit here and scratch my ass and play with myself than to do that.
Yeah,
I need to play with myself anymore. Fucking age, Tom, got me. Fought me, Tom. It got me. My age got me. got me.
Yeah, it gets all of us as we get older.
Yeah, maybe I need one of the pills. I'd probably take one of them and have a fucking heart attack, right?
Well, at least you'd be happy.
You should have your phone on speakerphone for the office.
Oh man, you'd be given a stand-up.
Oh, this is recorded. send it to what is that thing that they got for the trades? What's that trade thing? Give it to them.
JBT?
Yeah, JBT. There you go. JBT or J whatever anymore.
You'd be getting phone calls from everybody. Everybody would want to do business.
I joined the Texas Jewelers Association right when I got here. Oh yeah, it's a fucking Jewelers Vigilante Committee, right?
Okay.
So they send me something. This is going. We're going back. We're going back. What? 25 years ago, if not more or less.
Okay.
Right? Because I think I've had this open, actually for 23, but I've loaned it. I've loaned it since 97, right? And so anyway, I fucking sent him a fucking check, right? So then here comes, either that or I paid what's their names. It was one or two. And I goes, hey, can I get a refund for my fucking money? No. Well, fuck you, motherfuckers. You asked me. I ain't joined nobody.
So what goes on with this committee? I mean, is there like an annual meeting of some sort?
The Vigilante Committee?
Yeah.
That was, I doubt if they even have that anymore. You know, that kind of sounds racist, doesn't it? Jewelers Vigilante Committee? Mm-hmm. How are they going to? It's supposedly if a customer had problem, right, and you think they have an honest bitch, then turn them on to the Jewelers Vigilante Committee. That's so they can go after somebody else, right?
Okay, yeah.
Chef, it's not gold or whatever, you know. Turn them on to the Jewelers Vigilante Committee, which I never did turn anybody on to them. You know, so anyway, they probably figured they didn't shit. There's probably so much shit happening they couldn't handle it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was just somebody that figured the thing out. Well, how many jewelers are there? There was 2,000, 3,000 of them anyway, independents.
Oh, gosh. Well, Justin. Yeah, in Texas alone, you probably got more than that.
This is going across the United States.
Yeah.
So they hit everybody to try and join the Jewish Vigilante Committee. You know, and I forget, what was the other one? The J.
Yeah, we're part of it, the J.
Jewelers of America.
Mm-hmm.
Jewelers of America. Put that J on your front door. You know, and they give you a sticker, you know, for a J on the front door, you know. Well, that was worthless as tits on a board. You know, I was belonged to the Jewelers of America. Then you had the Jewelers Vigilante Committee. And then I moved, and that all, I think, pretty well precipitated. And then I came to Texas here and finally opened up. And then you had the Texas Jewelers Association. So, like I said, I joined them, and right before that or after that, you know, it was right in between there that that deal came in, and I ended up paying for both of them.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't belong to nobody anymore. Tom, I got to go.
All right. I'll talk to you later.
All right.
So all right. Yep, I'll have this to you for tomorrow.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yep, thanks.
How are you all doing today?